Earplay is produced by National Public Radio and WHA under grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. Earplay presents Beggar's Choice by Kathleen Betzko. Kathleen Betzko is a playwright and actress who came to America from Coventry, England at the age of 19. As an actress, she has appeared in the Broadway production and the national road tour of Equus by Peter Schaefer. She has also worked at a number of off-Broadway and regional theaters, including the Manhattan Theater Club in New York, Theater by the Sea in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and at the University of New Hampshire, where she earned a degree in theater. Beggar's Choice was originally presented at the Eugene O'Neill Theater Center's National Playwrights Conference in 1978. Earplay asked her to adapt the play for radio. Beggar's Choice by Kathleen Betzko.
Hackenberry Air Base, Wingate, Sergeant Smith. May I help you, sir? Yes, sir? Just a second, sir. Miss? Hey, miss.
Oh, May.
Where are you going? Stand over here, right here. I'll take care of you in a minute. Yes, sir? No problem, sir. At approximately 2100 hours. Right. I'll get that to you in the morning, sir. First thing tomorrow. Good night, sir. Now then, don't you know you just can't go walking on the military base?
I thought you had me by.
What's your name?
Iris Breed.
You that crowd of girls I just let on in from Peterborough?
No.
You're going to have to state your business.
I'm going to the dance at the NCO Club.
Mm. You got somebody over there signing you in?
No, but I work here on the base.
You got ID?
Yes.
Okay, sign your name, Mary. What you got in that bag?
Just a brush and me makeup.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you all by yourself?
I'm meeting my friend, Frieda Wilkinson.
Oh, sure.
She works in personnel.
I know Frieda. Go on in. Oh,
thank you.
Have a good time.
I'll try.
Hey, I get off in a couple hours. Maybe I can see you over there.
Whereabouts in America are you from?
Kentucky.
Is that anywhere near California?
Hell no.
Bye.
Hackenberry Air Base, main gate, Sergeant Smith.
Ooh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, everything's clear.
Hey, Limey. Want a beer? Where you going?
Don't be so cheeky.
Don't be cheeky. I say, old Pip, don't be bloody cheeky. Come here, honey. Come here. Come here.
Okay, girls. Okay, girls. Get back now. Back beyond the door.
Oh, come on, Pulaski. Let us in.
We've come all the bloody way from Peterborough.
Yeah. You know the rules.
You 2 hours we've been on that rotten bus.
No English girls allowed in the club.
Sergeant Scruggs always lets us in.
Yeah, well, I'm on duty tonight, not Scruggs. No foreign civilians enter this club unless
foreign.
You have... Unless you
foreign.
Have a non-commissioned officer sign you in as a guest.
It's our bleeding country, mate.
As long as you are on this base, you are on United States territory.
United.
They ain't even supposed to let you pass the gate. Unless they call ahead and make sure every one of you's got a signer.
Got a signer?
Look, Polanski, my chaps wore black and blue.
I already paid them twice,
oh,
honey.
What? Oh, try them again, please, would you, Bob Kelly?
And Gina Manetti, please, on a pretty
yeah, oh, the sure.
Okay, okay. All you go back beyond that door, and I'll try this, but this is the last time.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Hammond, Grace Kelly, Hammond, Bob Kelly. Whoever gets in the lobby, Hammond, Gino Manetti, Hammond, Manetti, come to the lobby.
I got a pack of wild women in my hands. I can't handle them all by myself.
Excuse me.
Oh, is that
your child? Please. Won't let you in, mate.
I work here.
Oh, get her.
How did you get the job?
Just a minute. Miss.
Yeah.
You got somebody sign you in.
Her work day's in the cafeteria. I'm Iris Green, number 243107.
I have to see your ID, 243-107.
Oh, well, I've got it. I've got it here somewheres. Here it is.
I ain't never seen you in the cafeteria.
Well, I'm in the back, in the kitchen, like.
Oh, okay, here. Sign in.
Thanks.
Okay, Iris, you can go on in.
Oh,
that's nice.
I thought I told you girls to stay back at the damn door. Hey, baby.
Clay.
Hi. How about a drink?
Oh, no. Just pick me the nuts to see if we can read it.
Want to dance?
When I come back from the loo, all right.
Loo?
The love. The lady.
Come on, take your coat off. Let's dance.
Dad, don't pull me scuffer. Can I have me scuffer back, please?
Okay. Hey, you look real cute in your curlers.
Thank you.
Can I wait for you, who, outside the loo, who?
If you don't mind, I prefer the company of people. Good man. Blink and shake. Right. Let's see now. Rouge. Eyeliner there. Mascara here. Oh, where's that purple passion? Black tulips. Scarlet desire. Oh, don't tell me I forgot the purple passion. Well, I better take the colours out first. Do makeup last. Oh, what a blinking mess. I'm flustered.
Oh, caught you talking to yourself, did I?
Oh, it's you, Freddy.
Who are you expecting, Princess Margaret?
Oh,
did you see that load of scruffs outside from Peterborough? They got more pimples than they've had at dinners. They're never going to find anybody to sign them in.
I felt sorry for them.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know why the Yanks are so bloody fussy about who comes into this pox-eating old Quonset hut anyway. I mean, look at them bleeding walls. Prison green with tasteful accents of Battleship Grey. Crack mirror. That's 7 years bad luck right there. Stopped up toilet. Christ, speaking of devastation, what's wrong with your hair?
Oh.
Now you look like you've been dragged through a hedge backwards.
I left my colours in on rotten day. Didn't help.
Neither sitting there with your mouth wide open catching flies.
Still damp on the ends.
Well, you better hurry up, Iris. You'll have no fun stuck here in the lab all night.
Will you fix it for me, Doc?
Oh, bloody hell.
I wish you wouldn't swear, Freda.
There's no paper in here again. Pass me a roll onto the toilet, love me. Here, you didn't say anything about me new frock.
Yeah, I noticed it. I love taffeta. Yeah. Did your mum make it?
What?
The frock, Twit.
Yeah.
Oh, you're lucky.
What?
I said you're lucky.
Oh, don't tell me. You're still sitting there, Iris Green.
Well, I will be for long.
Why?
I can't go to a dance with me all like this, can I?
I told you how to do it.
I know.
I showed you.
Well, it didn't work, did it?
Oh, come here. I don't know what I'm going to do with you, Iris. You're such a bloody dreamer. You're so slow. You miss your own funeral. Here, hold the air grips.
Yeah.
I don't know how you expect to get to America. You'll be too old to enjoy it at the rate you go.
I'll get there, don't you worry.
Yeah, well, I hope a bloody magic carpet comes by then. Hold the back up while I get the top here.
Like that?
Yeah, there. I told Al I'd only be a minute. This is our last night before his wife gets here.
From America.
I told you last bleeding week.
You don't have to swear.
I thought you said they were getting a divorce. I said he wants one. Give me another pin.
Here.
Wanting and getting is two different things, Iris. Soon you find that out, the better. Keeps telling me he loves me. Well, I told him straight to his face. I said, you can't have your cake and eat it as well, I says.
Right.
2 months we was going out before he told me he was married. Told you, didn't I? 2 months. Hold your head straight. Said he'd never met a real woman till he met me.
Did he?
Says his favourite thing about me is the way I talk. Oh, he loves me accent.
You haven't got one.
I know, but he thinks I have. I forgot. What about that chap last week? The one from Misery?
Not Misery. Missouri.
Yeah, well, he looks like a bloody Misery.
It's nowhere near California.
What?
Missouri, twat.
Oh, get on with it, Iris. What happened with it?
Oh, soon found out it wasn't as Andy wanted me to hold.
Oh, was it his dingle dangle?
What did it look like?
Say it, Miss Frieda Wilkinson.
Was it all warm and sticky?
Ow! Get out, you dirty thing, or I'll pop your
Like a did you win.
So I told Annie, I said, honey, you're out of your ever-loving mind if you let Charlie go to the NCO club by himself. I told her straight. I said, them English women are desperate. I ain't kidding. They're man crazy.
They're G.I. crazy.
They don't care whose husband it is. No, I ain't shushing. I don't care if them hairy little creatures hear what I got to say.
Did you see the way the Yanks rolled their trousers up? Blue jeans. Oh, I wish I had some.
I can't wait to get back stateside, Arlene.
Me either, hun. You know the first thing I'm gonna have me? It's a real hamburger. Blood rare and cooked by a real American.
I wouldn't be caught dead with you, Iris. Coming to a dance in flat heels and them baggy socks looked like puddles of ice cream melting over their shoes, didn't it?
Hey, why are American women so fat?
It's all the milk. They drink it by the glassful.
Yeah.
It clogs their pores. The milk goes sour. They'd smell awful if it wasn't for that spray stuff they have. That's why they shave their armholes and then spray them. Stiff as a board.
Do they really shave all the hair off their bodies? Legs and everything?
Everything.
Not everything.
Everything. Wait till they come out.
Me and my Jimmy's just counting the days, let me tell you.
Could somebody else get to the mirror, please?
Oh, pardon us.
You're lucky. You only got 6 months left to do.
Watch for the naked armholes.
What? 5 more months, 3 weeks and 2 days. March 12, 1957, we'll be kissing this godforsaken country goodbye. And good goddamn riddance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a stink.
You want some, Arlene?
Sure. You ready, Ellie?
Yeah. Grab your pocketbook, Arlene. You gotta hang on to it for dear life around here. Come on.
Where do they call it a pocketbook?
Some people will read anything.
You notice how those limeys were listening to every damn thing we were saying?
What did I tell you?
Oh, don't. We shouldn't laugh.
Well, they laugh at us.
Do they? Why?
Well, they think we're dirty because we only have a bath once a week. Stop leaning your head sideways.
Well, how many baths do they have a week?
Every day.
No.
They do.
It must take all the natural oil out of them.
They're frightened of germs. They think we're peasants, you know. They think we keep bloody chickens under the kitchen table.
Well, if they're that frightened of germs, I wonder what they did during the war.
Waited till it was over to come in. There. Your hair's all done. Luke.
I'm looking.
Well, what's the matter with it? Oh, don't tell me you don't like it after all that work. Beggars can't be choosers, you know.
What is it?
What is it? What? It's a bun.
A bun?
Yeah.
It looks like a shipwrecked donut.
Makes you look quite tall. You need height, you know.
But it's crooked.
Where? No, it isn't.
Oh, I look terrible. Worse than before.
Oh, stop feeling sorry for yourself. Oh. Get that coat off. I don't know why you've still got it on. Give it here.
Better coat off.
Come on, I'll hang it up for you.
No, Frieda.
Why?
I'm going out.
Oh, give me the coat, you silly twit.
Down.
Off with it. Oh, I've got it. Here it comes.
Oh, Frieda, I'll never speak to you again. You're right.
What's this then?
I made it myself.
Did you?
I saw one like it in a Doris Day picture, and I got this remnant of red velvet at the market, and
picture?
I drew a picture. Oh, I tried to make one the same.
It's a bit tight, love.
I know.
We'll have to take you to the emergency room to get you out of it. There's not enough material here to make a brassiere for Tom Thumb. Oh, look at those big white stitches showing through. Why didn't you use red threads?
I couldn't find any.
Oh, it's all splitting on the side. I can see your skin.
Where? God, I'm gonna kill myself.
Oh, don't be daft. It'll be all right. Let me open the seams a bit so you can walk in it. Come here. There. You're all right now. Matter of fact, it looks quite nice. It's unusual.
Oh, Frieda, don't laugh at me. And don't make me laugh, neither.
No, I'm serious. Honest, it's what you might call, unique. Oh, all them Yanks in there are going to think it's Doris Day come to visit.
Hey, Twit. Frieda.
What?
Still in there?
Yeah.
For Christ's sakes, let's go.
And the Lord spake. I better go. Come on, Duck. Oh, you don't look half as bad as some of them twats what come up here from Peterborough. Did you see them? The sausage factory's finest. You're coming, won't you? Just for your Auntie Frieda. Hey? Come on, promise. Come on.
I suppose so.
Yeah. Remember what my mum always says. There's only three things wrong with the Yanks. Oversexed, overpaid, and over here. Ta-ra!
Ta-ra!
Hello.
Haven't seen you here before. You new?
It's only my second week.
I had a terrible time getting in, did you?
No. I work here.
Lucky. I'm with the Peterborough lot. Most of them didn't even get in. Found somebody to sign me in, though. You should see him. Face like the back end of a bus. Now I'll be stuck with him all night. Still, you can't be fussy, can you? Not that he's getting any bargain. Look at me. England's last bloody hope. You got comb?
Yeah, here.
Oh, thanks, Doc. I forgot mine. It's dead in there tonight, isn't it?
I haven't been in yet.
It's dead as a doornail.
Oh, I liked it last week. It's lovely in there, in the dance hall.
Not when the lights are up. You ever seen it when the lights are up?
No. I've only ever seen it in the dark. All the candles on the tables. Oh, it looks like a big birthday cake in there. And that big silver ball going round and round on the ceiling, sprinkling them little sequins of light all over the dancers.
Your strap's broke, you know.
Wow.
There. See?
Oh, God!
Do you want me to put a pin in it for you? I think I've got one.
No, thank you.
You sure?
I think I'm going home.
Well... Let me leave you this pin in case you change your mind. There. Thanks for the comb, love. Ta.
Ta-ra. Oh, what a lovely sweater. Pink Angora. I love Angora. It's so soft. And all them tiny little sequins. Oh, you look smashing. The whole outfit is smashing.
You like it, love? It's nice, isn't it?
Oh, you talk ordinary. Well, I don't mean ordinary. No, not at all. I just didn't think you were English somehow. Your sweater looks American, and I thought...
Some Yank officer sent it to me from Los Angeles. Oh. It's a matching set, you see. Sent me these shoes, too. The bag goes with them.
That was ever so generous of him.
Not really. It was instead of the marriage license I was supposed to get. First man I ever took serious. And the last.
How do the shoes stay on? They've got no backs. Don't they fall off when you walk?
Nah. Trust the Yanks to think of everything, whether you need it or not. They're these little sticky pads inside will hold them on. See?
Oh.
It's not so hot, really. You can buy them like this in London now. Better workmanship, too, I can tell you. Are you all right? You're not crying, are you?
No.
And now, what's all this for?
I don't know. I've been feeling sorry for myself all day.
Try to tell me, love. Now, give your nose a good blow. Go on. That's it. Now, tell me.
Oh, I can't.
Try.
Well, you are the best-looking person I've ever seen in real life.
Does that have to make you cry?
No. Yes. I mean, you looking so nice reminds me of what a scruff I am. Oh, I'm a mess. Don't take any notice. I'm making a proper fool of myself.
No, you're not.
And I don't even know you.
Well, you know me now, dearie. Lillian Arbuckle.
Hello.
And that's silly. How'd you like to be stuck with a name like that?
I don't know.
What's yours?
Iris Green.
Green, eh?
Yeah. Green for envy.
Green for luck.
Green as grass.
Be funny if your first name was Emerald. Oh. Emerald Green.
Oh, Village.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Village Green. If you ever have a baby, you can call him Forrest.
Yeah. Oh, but I shouldn't be having a baby by the name Green, else I wouldn't be married, would I?
Oh, right, we can't have that. We made you laugh, though, didn't we, eh?
Aye, you did.
You look pretty when you laugh.
Duh.
Is anybody waiting for you?
Not really.
Fell out with your boyfriend?
Haven't got one.
No boyfriend? Nice looking kid like you. You're going to be a nun then?
I haven't been there very long. I came to work on base. I thought they paid American wages.
But don't.
No. I was hoping to get a job in the PX. But they put me in the kitchen.
Oh.
Washing up the dishes.
Oh, you poor kid. Why don't you go home, love? Whatever is your mum and dad thinking of, letting you be the...
I haven't got a mum and dad.
That is a shame. What made you come to this dump for a job? Besides all the money you're not getting.
I want to go to America.
Why?
I've just always wanted to go, ever since I was little.
Do you think you'll become a movie star and drive in a Cadillac?
No, not really. Wouldn't mind it, though. No, I think it started with this American magazine I saw once. I don't think I could even read. I just remember the colours. All bright colours, the houses, the clothes, all coloured and shiny. Even the food was shiny. And everybody had lovely brown skin from all of the sun.
White beaches, sparkling blue water.
Oh, yes. And you know what really stuck in my mind for years after?
What, love?
Well, there was this picture of a tree with lemons growing on it.
Oh.
I don't know where I imagined they came from, but not trees.
Probably California, that picture you saw.
That's it. That's where I want to go. California. Oh, it's a lovely name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exotic. I just want to lie in the sun and get brown as a berry. I've never had a suntan. Have you, Lillian?
Yeah, once. More of a burn, really. Me officer chap took me to the seaside for a week. Only holiday I've ever been on.
Well, I'm going to America. Might as well be dead as stay here. Everything is grey. Everything. Ever notice?
How are you going to get there?
Well, I thought perhaps there might be an officer here.
Who wants a nanny for the children?
Well, there might be.
And, failing that, maybe one of these Yanks will want to marry you and pop you off to the palm trees.
Oh, I don't know till I meet a few, do I?
Why don't you go over by yourself?
Oh, you need a sponsor. Anyhow, I'll never have that kind of money.
You never know. You won't always be working in the kitchen.
Sometimes I wonder.
How old are you, Iris?
16.
16?
Yeah, I had to lie to get the job.
God, I thought you were a lot older.
Ah, I expect it's the makeup.
Well, you got it on an inch thick.
No,
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
All right.
Don't start crying again.
You'll end up with a face like a rice pudding. You won't meet many chaps from California if you look like that, will you?
Yeah.
You don't need a husband. You need a mother.
Tell you what. How would you like me to do your face over, eh? Get rid of those streaks you made. It wouldn't take very long.
Can you?
Of course. Here, move the chair. Come on. Under the light, so we can see to tell the truth, eh?
That's
it, yeah. You got any cream in here?
I think so.
Pons or anything? Sure. Here, this will do. Now, give me the hanky.
Yeah.
Here we are. Put your head back. Right. What happened to your mum and dad?
I don't know. I got evacuated when I was a baby in the war, and I never got back home. Nobody come to fetch me.
Same as me.
Really?
Well, I did get home eventually, but I was almost grown up by then. In fact, I was your age by the time I found my mum.
Oh, it must have been lovely when she found you.
I said I found her. She'd remarried. It was like meeting a stranger, really. I didn't stay long.
Funny how the same thing happened to us both.
Not really. Happened to hundreds of kids. That's war for you. Shove you on a train with a number round your neck. What can you do? When you separate people like that by the thousands, you're bound to lose some of them, aren't you?
Why?
I don't know. All I know is that a lot of people who took in evacuees got stuck with them. I got passed round a few houses, I can tell you.
Just like me. One place I was in, every time I was bad, this woman, she made me stand in a space between the coal shed and the garden wall.
Ooh.
It was so narrow that my face was right up against the bricks. And it was covered with spiders, big ones, with fat white bodies and long legs.
Oh, I hate spiders too. There, I finished. A few minor repairs, that's all that was needed.
Oh, I think it would take major surgery to put my face right.
Well?
Oh. Oh, I do look different, don't I?
Yeah.
It's nice. Thank you.
Well, we can't do things by halves, can we? Now, let's see what we can do with that hair.
Oh.
I don't know what you call this style, I'm sure.
Pimple on an air stack. Rita did it.
Looks like a bomb went off under a feather bed. Oh. Here, pass me that airbrush, Jackie.
Ta.
So, you're not completely alone then? You got friends?
Only Frieda. I met her when I first got here about 3 weeks ago. She helped me move into this room I found behind the fish and chip shop. She's got a mum and dad and a big family. I go home with her sometimes. She's nice to me. A bit bossy, but nice.
You're close to her, then?
Oh, I feel like I've known her for years. Some people you do, don't you?
Yeah.
Just like that. I feel as if I've known you all my life, Lillian.
Yeah. Hold these pins a minute.
I do. I'd like to be just like you, Lillian. You look like a film star. Like Jennifer Jones.
Thanks, love. You can look nice too, you know. It's all tricks. You just have to learn what they are. When I was your age, I was a right mess.
Yeah.
Oh, and I made a few mistakes. This tattoo, for one. Do you see it? On me bust. This little butterfly.
Oh, I like it.
Nice, silly.
It's pretty.
It won't be so pretty when I'm 60, will it? I'll be a shriveled up old moth by then. Limping over the mountains. A big embarrassment when I go to the doctors for me old age checkups. No, it was a big mistake. You know why?
Why?
As you get older, you learn what they call taste. This tattoo is not tasteful. If you're lucky, if you've got your head screwed on right, and you have, I can tell, you learn where the money is. That's all a girl really needs. Taste and money.
You've got taste, Lillian.
Now it's your turn to learn some, eh?
Well, I don't swear anymore. I've taught myself not to.
Good.
I've made up my mind I'm going to be somebody someday, and you can't be somebody with a dirty mouth.
That's right. That's having taste.
And I want to learn things.
Oh? What?
Well,
A few months ago, I learned shoe designing. See, I was working in the shoe factory, and they started making us go to classes one day a week. I was that mad at first. It was humiliating, honestly. Going back to school after you're grown up.
Why did you then?
We had to. It was the government. To make us understand more about what we were slaving over.
What's there to understand about a shoe?
You'd be surprised. There's a lot more to a shoe than meets the eye. I had to make a whole shoe from start to finish.
Just one? They might have let you make the old pair.
Ah, but I designed that one all by myself. And you know what the teacher did? He pinned it up on the wall and said, "Well done, Green. Beautifully drawn."
That was nice.
I went berserk, Lillian. I mean, inside myself. That's what I mean by learning. The feeling, I can't describe it. The whole body felt red hot. That I could do something well. Do you understand?
Yes.
I went home that night and I drew shoes until I thought I'd die of it all night long. The sun came up and I hadn't noticed the time going. But I know it must have been hours and hours because I was up to my knees in drawings of shoes. And I weren't a bit tired.
That's because you cared about it.
Aye. But then the programme was over.
Oh, and you had to go back to the factory.
I still got that shoe, though.
You know what I like to do best? I like decorating. You know, houses and flats.
Interior decorating?
Yeah. I wouldn't mind getting paid for that.
Why can't you?
There's more security in what I'm doing. A girl needs money. There. Your hair's all done.
Where do you work?
I'm a model.
A model? That's why you look so super.
It's my job to look super. I'm down here on assignment now, as a matter of fact, with my uncle.
Oh.
He's my agent and photographer. He's out there right now in the dance hall. There's a lot of money in modelling.
Oh, I bet it's lovely.
There's not much to it, actually. Like I said, tricks. Got to learn what makes things work for you. Now, look at your hair. You see?
Mm.
What you had before was a bird's nest.
Oh.
And what I've just given you is the very latest from London. Isn't it smart?
Well, if a pumpkin was to come right now, I could go to the blinking ball, couldn't I?
You'd probably photograph very nicely.
Ah, oh, darling.
How much do they pay you here, if you don't mind me asking?
£3 a week.
Oh, that's a crime. £3 a week?
Mm.
That is slave labour, that's what that is. I wouldn't work a day for that. Typical bloody Yanks. You could be earning £20 a week in London, at least.
A week? Doing what?
I don't know. Same as me. You're not bad looking, you know.
Ooh, I never could.
Let's have a look at you. You've got a nice little figure. Turn around. Go on. Of course, the dress leaves a bit to be desired.
I made it myself.
I'm sure you did.
I thought red velvet would be nice, but it didn't work.
You can't be elegant if you can't sit down without splitting all your seams open, can you?
No.
You don't want anybody to cast aspersions on your character, do you?
Oh, I shouldn't want that.
Yeah, with a bit of training, I think you could model. Why don't you come up to London?
London? Oh, I'd be afraid. I haven't got any money. Where would I live?
You've got me for a friend. I could help you. As a matter of fact, I could have a word with Len, my uncle. See what he thinks.
Oh.
Here, have a dab of this Chanel number 5. Now, if I can just find a couple of pins to hold your velvet on. Here we are. Oh, here's some photos of my flat in London.
Oh.
Take a gander at those while I'm fixing you. You know, I've got room. I could put you up for a few weeks.
Thanks ever so much anyway, but I couldn't, Lillian. I wouldn't know what to do with myself in a big place like London.
That top photo is my couch.
Oh.
It's contemporary and the glass coffee table. See the telephone?
It's lovely. I've only ever seen one on the street. I've never seen a telephone in the house yet.
The next picture is my Swedish sideboard. It's got mirrors in the back.
Oh.
Makes you think you've got twice as much as you've really got.
Lovely carpet.
Oh, you can't see it in black or white, but it's red.
Red's my favourite colour. Oh! This is you, Lillian. Oh, it's you.
Which?
This one.
Oh, that. Yes, well, I model undergarments sometimes.
Oh, I could never do that.
Of course you could.
Not with my figure, I couldn't. Frida says I look like a Sunday breakfast. Rasher of bacon and two fried eggs.
Models are supposed to be slim. There. That might hold for a while.
Ta.
There should be one of me in there in a lovely tweed get-up with a rolled umbrella. Taken on Shaftesbury Avenue.
Nice.
You'll love that one.
Oh, dear.
What?
Oh, my.
Oh, that's nothing, Iris. You just have to see what my old body looks like, that's all. I mean, they can't hire me to make their underpinnings look nice without seeing what goes inside.
Why did they make you take your knickers off, though? I'm not going to do that. I'd sooner die first.
Perhaps you could do, shoes or something. You like shoes.
No, I don't think so. I don't.
Iris, listen. You've got to take some chances in your life. You have got to take what you can get when you can get it, or you'll wind up poor, living and dying without a good thing ever happening to you. Got to be drastic. Got to be daring.
Oh.
Look, Iris, do you want to end up working in a kitchen all your life?
No.
Most of those women out there on that dance floor are going to end up with a load of kids and varicose veins, withered away before they're even 40. Now, is that what you want?
No, of course I don't. But
well, then, you've got to do something. Why don't you come to London with me and Len tonight?
Tonight?
Why not?
Not tonight.
There's plenty of room in the van. You can stay at my flat till you get yourself situated.
But what about me stuff?
How much can you have? In a room in back of a fish and chip shop?
Ah.
Bet you could pack in 10 minutes. Mm. More like 5 minutes, isn't it?
More like 3, actually.
Well, what about it, eh?
But I want to go to America, not London.
You could earn enough in a year in London if you save hard to pay your own way. We need a husband or a sponsor, because you'll be able to put down on the papers that you're a professional model.
Could I?
Absolutely. What do you say? Is it settled?
I don't know what to say.
Say yes.
Oh, dear.
Once you get to the States, you can do anything, anything. Even... go to school for shoe designing.
Oh.
Have we got a deal?
All right. Good.
You won't be sorry, love, I promise. Now, I've got to go and talk to my uncle. I'll explain the situation to him. But I'll be about half an hour or so, because we have to pop over to the officers' club, talk to some chap. Business. I'm not sure what it's about. Here. Put this on.
No, Lillian, no. Not your lovely, fluffy sweater. I couldn't...
Go on, put it on. That should cover up most of the damage. Red and pink is not my favourite colour combination, of course, but then nothing's ever perfect, is it?
Considering what you had to work with, Lillian, you very nearly gone and made a silk purse out of a sow's backside.
Just remember to give the sweater back. Sentimental value.
Of course.
I'll meet you in half an hour, Iris. Then me and Len will take you to room so you can pack.
What if he doesn't want me to come with you?
He trusts my judgment. Don't you worry. Go and have a nice stiff drink. It'll do you the world of good. Put you in a travelling mood, eh? Cheerio.
Bye, Lillian. Eat now or never. Come hold me tight. Eat now or never, be mine tonight.
Oh,
yeah, what?
Oh, there you are, Iris. I've been scouring all over the bleeding place for you.
I was in there.
Not all this time since I left.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that sweater?
Look at me hair, Doc.
Did you do it?
Do you like it?
It's all right. Doesn't suit you as much as the one I give you. You need height. Height, you know.
Frida, sit yourself down. You're never going to believe this.
I won't believe anything tonight. Oh, wait till I tell you what's been happening out there.
Oh.
Anyway, where'd you pinch that sweater?
I didn't pinch it. It was lent me. For the evening.
Oh. And who, may I ask, lent it to you for the evening? And why?
Well, ere I was after you left, all miserable and everything, wondering whether to set fire to myself or go home, when this woman comes in.
Oh.
A model.
A model?
What model?
Well, your lesson.
Well, get on with it, Twit.
So this woman comes in wearing this sweater, and she just looked so lovely I nearly cried.
Why?
It made me feel sad. Like when you see a sunset, all the colours and everything, and you should feel happy, right? But somehow you feel very small, like a speck of nothing.
I don't feel sad and specky when I see a sunset, Iris. Get on with it.
Well, we got talking, and we had so much in common, Frieda, and she's got our telephone right in the house.
So what?
And I know you'll laugh your head off, but she said I could perhaps be a model and earn 20 quid a week. A week, love. I nearly died. And this pack will shock the knickers off you, Frieda. She's invited me to go to London with her and her uncle. He's there now, talking business over in the officers' club.
Business?
Yeah, and Lillian wants me, yours truly, to go with them tonight. And I'm thinking about it.
Oh, you are you? Just like that?
Just like that.
Ooh, you daft twerp.
Frieda, you've got to take your chances in life. Yeah. You've got to take what you can get when you can get it. This is what you might call an accident of fate.
Oh,
come on, Doc. Oh. Can't you see me? All dolled up in Iris tweed instead of that rotten uniform with the hairnet.
Iris, will you just listen
please,
to me for a minute?
Please, Frieda, don't try to talk me out of it.
Talk you out of it? I ought to smack your bloody face.
I know London's a big place, but I'm not afraid.
You're only 16, Iris.
Who cares?
I do.
With that sort of money, I could have clothes on me back. Even you think I'm scruffy.
No.
I know you do.
I do.
You do. You always look nice. Thanks to your mum's sewing. You don't know how it feels. Oh, look, lovey, I'll be able to save to go to America. People live like human beings there. You can see it in any movie. You can see it in any magazine. I've read about it. And what's more, I'll have myself a career.
What bloody career?
And I wouldn't need a sponsor, because I could put down on the papers that I'm a professional.
Professional? Oh, yeah, I'll say you'll be a professional. A real pro. Listen, you silly little bastard.
Oh,
I'm just twigged on to what you're talking about. I know these people. I'm not bleeding daft like you. They travel round the bases keeping an eye out for silly young buggers like you. What... don't have any time.
But listen, Frieda.
No, I've been meaning to talk to you about yourself. Sunsets, red velvet, California, this lemon tree's that. Oh, you're so bloody dreamy you'd fall for anything. Of course you'll earn 20 quid a week. On your back.
Well.
Trouble with you, you know, is you've got the Statue of Liberty in one eye and stars in the other. You've had the wool pulled over your eyes, Irish Green. Do you understand?
No, I haven't. Don't you tell me that, Frieda, know it all. It's not true. You're a lying, jealous little cat.
Oh,
Lillian
oh.
was nice to me. She lent me a sweater. She helped me when I was sad. Did you?
I did your hair up for you, didn't I?
If I'd walked outside with that hairdo, some blinking bird would have laid eggs in it. You left me depressed, Frieda, with a bird's nest on me head.
You should have said something.
I tried to. Oh, look, Frieda. I don't want to argue with you. Lillian's ever so kind. She's there with her uncle, a person in her own family. You got the wrong people. I know you have.
No. It's Butterfly Lil, all right. That's what I call her. Ginger hair.
Right.
Looks like Jennifer Jones.
Yeah.
Tattoo right here on her tit, a little butterfly. Bastards!
You don't have to swear.
Look, love, you can have some of my clothes if that's the trouble. I didn't know you was feeling that awful. That's not her uncle. These are Ponts. Do you know what a Ponts is?
No.
No, of course you don't, walking around with a brain full of sequins. A Ponts is the boss of the prostitutes. A pimp! The girls do all the work, which I will not bother to give you a vivid description of. And the men live off their earnings. Her so-called uncle is a ponce. Lenny, right? That's his name, isn't it? Lenny? Yeah? Yeah, well, he's gone out of class now. Doesn't bother anymore with the rank and file. Oh, yeah, yeah, they'll come in here for a few drinks. Keep an eye out for desperate, dilly dreamers like you. But he lines up most of his contacts where the money is, at the officers' club.
Lillian went out with an officer once.
Lillian's been out with the entire United States Air Force. They like to get away from their wives with the stubbly legs and armpits once in a while.
She was going to marry him.
They like to have a nice bit of fluff all ready and waiting in the Douglas House lobby when they get to London.
And that's what they wanted me for.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. You know what else Lenny does?
No.
I heard he goes down to the docks to round girls up before the poor pox-eaten devils have hardly got off the boat from the West Indies and...
Lillian said he was a photographer.
Yeah, of course he is. Half of all Lil's business comes from them photos.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, Frieda. Really, I am. For shouting at you.
Well, you didn't shout at me until I shouted at you. It's all right, ducks. That's what friends are for, to shout at. Here, have me hanky, dry your eyes.
I've wasted me all night, haven't I? Spent the whole night, practically, in the lab. Might have met somebody from California.
Oh, balls to California.
Don't swear, Frieda.
I mean it. I've had it with the Yanks.
Oh? Have you had a row with Al?
Had a row? Oh, I'm going out there right this minute to give that twit his walking papers. Do you know what he had the nerve to tell me? That he can't see me for the 2 weeks his wife is here. It's because of the kids, he says.
Oh?
He's got kids. I asked him outright, did he have kids, when he told me he was married, and he said no. He lied to me, Iris, a bold-faced bloody lie.
That's awful, Frieda. What'll you do?
Oh, I'm not going out with Yanks anymore. Donald, my old boyfriend, wants me to go back with him, and I'm thinking about it. We were born on the same street. He's solid, know what I mean?
Ugly, but trustworthy.
Right.
You'll probably never go to America, then.
No, probably I won't. Well, America's not such a big thing anyway. It's not all roses, you know. I could have gone. Herman wanted to marry me. That was the chap last year. He was nice. I was tempted. No, but I wouldn't use anybody for that, not just to change countries.
Oh, neither would I.
No, I'd have to love somebody.
So would I. But you'll love Al.
Well, I'll have to unlove him, won't I? I'm not taking a father away from his kids.
I don't know why we all come here.
Oh, hoping to meet Elvis Presley. Oh. I don't know. I suppose it's because we've never had much. Hoping to fall madly in love and get flown off to gleaming, warm America where it never rains. Oh, the way they brag and carry on about God's country and all the property they own. It's mostly lies, anyway. Most of them are just working-class dubbers like us.
Poor.
My dad was over there when he was in the Navy. He said they got rats bigger than ours.
Huh?
Some people without a bite to eat as well. Same as everywhere else, and filthy slums.
I don't believe that.
Well, it's true.
Not in California.
Don't know about that. My dad was in New York.
I still want to go.
Well, maybe you will.
I will. I'll get a job as a nanny or a maid. Beggars can be choosers, you know, Frieda.
No, love. Not all of them. Who'd be left to work in the sausage factory and wash all the dishes? My dad says the rich people wouldn't half suffer if everybody was equal.
They'd have to do everything themselves.
Yeah, then they'd be too tired to count all their money. Oh.
Thanks for talking to me, Frieda. You're a real chum.
Don't be daft. Doesn't hurt to find out what's what, does it?
Yes, it does.
Could have been worse, you know. You might have got all the way to London and then found out. What would you have done then, eh?
Joined the army.
Oh, you are a laugh, our eyes. Here. Listen. Would you like to stay at our house tonight? I mean, after what you've been through, you don't want to go back to the chip shop. We could sit up and talk all night. And you can have breakfast with our noisy lot in the morning. Sunday breakfast, it's a big thing at our house. Egg, bacon, tomatoes, fried bread. We'll fatten you up. Hey, perhaps I can talk our mum into letting you have Doreen's old room.
Oh, I couldn't, Frieda.
I'll be able to set your hair for you every night.
Oh, God, just what I need. A permanent crow's nest.
All right, I'll go to hairdressing school. Oh, listen, love. I've got to go back out there and tell old baby he's had his chips. I'm not going to drag it out. I'll be back in two twiddles of a piggy's tail. You think about it. I mean, about coming home with me. You're not still thinking about going to London, I hope.
No.
Good. We're going back English, ducks. Bugger the Yanks. There'll always be an England, and England shall remain. Wherever there's a cottage small beside a field of grain.
Frieda?
What's the matter? My voice isn't that bad, is it?
I don't think I'm going to come home with you. Don't think I'm ungrateful. If it wasn't for you, I'd be starting out on a life of sin tonight.
Not really. They'd have said, I'll give you tuppence and no more for the one who looks like a rasher of bacon with two fried eggs.
Well, I'm not much at arithmetic, Frieda, but at tuppence a go, it would probably take me 100 years to save to go to America.
I can see you now, chugging up the New York Harbour on the Queen Lizzie.
In a rocking chair.
Yeah, wearing a sequin shawl.
Oh.
Yeah, some steward having to hold your arm up so that you can wave to the Statue of Liberty.
Right, and the statue waving back at me saying, about blank and time, twit. I couldn't have held this rotten torch up much longer.
It's waiting for 100-year-old tarts like you what's turned me green.
Oh, you are a love, Frieda. Hey, it's not green, is it?
Yeah, it is. Now then, you're coming home with me, aren't you? Promise?
No, I can't. I thought it was white. I'm sure it's white.
No, it's an horrible mouldy green. And yes, you can come home with me.
Frieda, I'm telling you, I can't.
Why?
Because I've got to make me own way.
Oh, Iris, you'll drive me crackers.
You know I like your house, love. Sometimes I'm even jealous of you and wish it was my family. But that's your life. I don't just want a little nibble of what someone else has got. I want something all for myself. Some new places, some colour in my life. I want to learn things. I don't mean like in school, I mean really learn. There's something inside me. I don't know what it is, but it's there and I'll feel it. Something fluttering all the time so I can hardly breathe from it. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I tell you, it's very simple. I don't want to be a cabbage.
I know, duck. I don't want to be a cabbage neither. You know what I want to be?
What?
A nice little cauliflower.
Oh, you.
Listen, I've got to go and make me exit from this sordid bloody affair. The offer still stands, love, if you want it.
Thanks, Frieda.
Pals forever.
Pals forever. Frieda?
What?
Is the Statue of Liberty really green? Ta-ra! Ta-ra! Oh.
Beggar's Choice by Kathleen Betzko. Jean Marsh played Iris. Carol Shelley played Frieda. And Veronica Castang was heard as Lillian. Others in the cast were Susan Kingsley, Leo Burmeister, and Kitty Troll. The play was directed by Daniel Freudenberger and engineered by Marv Nunn. Beggar's Choice was recorded in New York by Earplay. Earplay is produced at WHA for National Public Radio under grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.